This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
There has been another shooting at a mine in South Africa. Four people were wounded this time, just weeks after 34 striking workers were killed at another South African mine. Reporter Gretchen Wilson is with us from Johannesburg with more. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So first, what about this new incident at another mine?
Yes, just east of Johannesburg yesterday, four miners were injured when security guards used rubber bullets at protesters at a gold mine. These were miners who had been fired after going on strike in June for higher wages. They were discharged with minor injuries later in the day, but it really highlights the serious tensions at play in South Africa. This morning I spoke to Patrick Craven. He's with COSATU, South Africa's biggest trade union federation, and here's what he had to say.
Protests in South Africa, not only trade union protests, but community protests as well, have been becoming increasingly violent and angry. We're sitting on a ticking time bomb. And what happened on the 16th of August is the bomb exploded.
Well, let's go back to that original incident back on the 16th of August at a platinum mine. What has happened to the mining industry, the all-important mining industry in South Africa since then?
Well, unrest is really spreading across South African mines. You can go in any direction from Johannesburg and you're going to bump into miners striking. Marikana was in the northwest and tens of thousands of workers are still striking there, demanding higher wages. But if you go west, you'll find 12,000 miners at the Goldfields Company who've downed tools who are also demanding a pay raise and also greater union representation.
And throughout all of this, have the workers gotten what they wanted? Higher wages, more of the benefits that go to these very lucrative mines?
Well, time is going to tell. Right now, I think in South Africa, we really see it as a watershed moment. It's really a wake-up call globally to the human side of extracting natural resources. And in South Africa, the mining industry was built on cheap black labor, oftentimes using very draconian measures. But the fact is, it's not that kind of world anymore, and workers are no longer going to tolerate the same kind of conditions that they would have tolerated or been forced to take part in 100 years ago.
Gretchen Wilson reporting from Johannesburg. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.